Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على الفلاح على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضل سے یو کے جلسہ سالانہ
With the grace of Almighty Allah, the Jalsa Salana UK from last Sunday, absorbing the great blessings, favors, and bounties of Allah the Almighty, and by demonstrating all of these and spreading them, the Jalsa reached its conclusion. The letters that I am receiving from those people who took part in the Jalsa by watching the broadcast on MTA. And also from those people who attended the Jalsa themselves and expressed their sentiments through letters. And there are also those people who attended the Jalsa and who verbally professed their feelings in person to me. So without distinction, it is the sentiment of every person that we witness the bounties, the graces, and the mercy of Allah raining down. May Allah make it so that these feelings, these sentiments, these pious transformations, which every single person felt occurring within himself, the grace of Allah and His mercy, which every person testified to or felt, may the pious impact of these feelings not be temporary, but in fact be perpetual. And the desire of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and his expectations, may we always fulfill those wishes of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, states that our Jamaat should not rely on just verbal professions. This is not the true purport. Purification of the soul and reformation, they are necessary. And for this, Allah the Almighty has appointed me. Hazur says, therefore, our feelings, our sentiments should not be expressed merely verbally. They should not be just discussed and talked about. They should not be just a temporary or fleeting emotion. But in fact, all these emotions, all these sentiments, they should become the means of this foundational objective for which the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, expected us to achieve. All of these matters which we are expressing through letters and through verbal professions, the demonstration of all of this should always be through our actions. If we feel that our souls have been reformed through this Jalsa atmosphere, then our true purport will only be attained when we try to make all of these things a part and parcel of our lives. If our attentions have been reminded towards reformation, then the true objective can only be acquired when we make strenuous and repeated efforts to acquire that objective. You need to always keep the following in view: that a large expenditure is spent on the Jalsa Salana. And then the efforts and preparations that have been made for the purification of the soul and reformation by the Khalifa of the time and the system of the community. And we need to make this a means of attaining the pleasure of Allah. And when you make great efforts in this regard, it is then that we will become the people who are truly grateful towards Allah the Almighty. And we will become those who partake in the perpetual blessings of the Jalsa. And it is then that as a result of this blessings of the Jalsa, individually and both on the level of the Jamaat, we will become those who attain further blessings from Allah. It is a proclamation from Allah that La in shakartum la azidannakum, that if you are grateful, then I will increase your reward and your blessings. So here Allah the Almighty is saying most explicitly, or He is reminding us towards this fundamental principle, that your progress and your advancement is linked to utilizing the blessings that Allah has provided to us in an appropriate manner. If you are not grateful to Allah for those provisions that He has provided in a manner that is due, then these are just hollow professions. These are merely utterances that by the grace of Almighty Allah, we have attended the Jalsa and took great benefit from it. The true benefit from the Jalsa and true gratitude to Allah can occur when you make this Jalsa a means of inculcating pious reformations within ourselves. The rainfall of blessings and bounties upon the Jamaat will never come to an end from Almighty Allah. I see my letters on a daily basis. The progress of the Jamaat and the bounties of Allah are seen within them. Then the different tours and visits and the different Jalsas, wherever I attend them, there I also see extraordinary scenes. So in the capacity of the Jamaat, at every single moment, we see the bounties and blessings of Allah, and this is how every moment of the Jamaat is spent. And for this, we are also grateful to Allah. But individually, every single Ahmadi must express this gratefulness. Every Ahmadi must be grateful for the blessings that Allah the Almighty has given us. And the best means of this gratitude is to search out for the closeness to Allah and to make great efforts to attain that nearness to Him. As I was speaking about the blessings and graces of the Jamaat, in the previous month, I went to attend the Germany Jalsa. There, apart from the normal Jalsa programs, there were also other programs. It is the grace of Almighty Allah that they turned out all to be extremely successful. So this recollection of the blessings and graces of Allah was ongoing. That Allah the Almighty descended His rainfall of blessings. That Allah the Almighty descended such a rainfall of blessings that here in the UK, the Jalsa Salana as well, Allah the Almighty descended His rainfall of blessings similarly, and this Jalsa was also completed in this way. So therefore, those Ahmadis who have perception of the fact that after coming into the Pledge of Allegiance, the birth of the promised Messiah, peace be upon Him, my priorities have altered. My personal desires and happiness are now completely linked with the Jamaat and the pleasure of Almighty Allah. And such an Ahmadi is always in prostration before Allah in gratitude. That how Allah the Almighty has fulfilled all His promises with the promised Messiah, peace be upon Him. And how Allah the Almighty is providing us with so many rewards and blessings. For our spiritual training and advancement, He is providing us with all provisions. For our moral training, He is also allocating us with all the necessary provisions. To increase and advance our spiritual worship, He is also providing us opportunities from time to time. And then now for our spiritual and moral training, after a few days, another opportunity is going to be provided to us in the shape of Ramadan Mubarak. So therefore, if our gratitude through our practical demonstration and also the opportunity that Allah the Almighty provides, and if we take full benefit from this, it is then that the rainfall of the blessings of Allah will descend to an even greater degree than before. So therefore, these blessings of the Jalsa, you should carry them on into the blessings of Ramadan and take maximum benefit from the spiritual atmosphere of Ramadan. The pious transformation that you felt occurred within yourselves, you should try to further polish and enhance that. And if you make efforts in Ramadan, it is only then we can be those who are truly grateful for a successful Jalsa. So therefore, the prayers and the worship that we were unable to perform both individually and in congregation at the Jalsa Salana. In particular, the people have told me that the youngsters and children, a large proportion of them, they came for the congregational tahajjud. The number of those who performed tahajjud amongst the children in comparison to previous years has increased greatly. One father has said to me that this is my child of 14 or 15 years old. Before, he would with great difficulty even go for the prayers. But now, within these 3 days, at just one call, he stands up immediately for the tahajjud prayer. So therefore, we can only attain the perpetual blessings of Allah the Almighty when we make these transformations, these reformations, a part and parcel of our life, and when every child, man, woman and elder makes efforts to this effect. After a few days, Allah the Almighty is providing another spiritual atmosphere which will be descended upon us. Allah the Almighty is giving us another opportunity. As I said, the month of Ramadan is going to begin. Take maximum benefit from that month as well. It is then that in our lives, that unending sequence of gratitude, this aspect will continue. And the promise of Allah that La Azidan Lakum, may we continue to absorb those blessings and acquire them. May Allah the Almighty enable us to achieve this. As is my custom, that with reference to the Jalsa Salana, I mention the graces and blessings and favors of Almighty Allah, and this sequence continues. That is after the Jalsa and in my sermon. And this does not occur out of any pride. And this does not occur because the administrators or the workers want to mention their own personal efforts. In fact, we do this to be grateful to Almighty Allah. This is the reason for mentioning these matters. And this is also to be grateful to other people. This is another reason why it is mentioned. Because being grateful to people is also necessary. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, stated, "He who is not grateful to his fellow man is not grateful to Allah." So therefore, in this light, I mention this topic of gratefulness and the accounts and the incidents that come to the fore. They increase the belief and faith in Allah. I mentioned the attention of the youngsters and children being increased towards tahajjud. Parents should be grateful to Allah for this. that Allah the Almighty has drawn the attention of our children towards this. And true gratitude for this would entail that parents themselves should discharge nawafil or voluntary prayers to a greater extent than before. They should draw further attention towards this so that they can become models and examples for their children. With the grace of Almighty Allah, as I said on the last day of the Jalsa, that 96 representatives of different countries came to the Jalsa due to the grace of Almighty Allah. Every year this number of representation increases. The words of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, by seeing these different nations who come, our belief in it increases, and our gratitude also enhances when the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said that nations are being prepared for this who in the near future are going to join. It is with the grace of Almighty Allah that gradually these nations are joining. So therefore these people who come, that is the non-Ahmadi guests and Muslims, they also join. And those people who attend for the first time, the Ahmadis are impacted by the atmosphere of the Jalsa, but also the non-Ahmadis and non-Muslims also express their sentiments about that Jalsa after they attend. They become affected by the system of the Jamaat and also the Jalsa. They are left compelled to admit and praise it. You have heard the expression of the sentiments of some of these guests in the Jalsa. It is beyond the imagination of non-Ahmadis that so many arrangements so easily and so efficiently can be done through volunteers, and not only through volunteers, but such volunteers who in their normal lives hail from different professions. If there was such a large gathering amongst them, there is no question whatsoever that they could arrange it. They would not be able to. In fact, people who like to spread disorder and also evil people, they enter into these functions to such an extent that peace cannot even remain. So therefore, here, all those who work for us, when they are working so efficiently, this is something which deeply impacts others. Such workers who hail from different professions, yet here they work in jobs which have nothing to do with their professions. For example, there are those who prepare the food. There are people amongst them who have very senior and very good jobs, who are very senior officers in their own professions. Some have senior government positions. There are those who have their own businesses, and then there are different departments as well. For example, the department of cleaning, for example. There are so many different departments. In every department, there are workers who work selflessly. So therefore, this excellence and beauty in the workers of Jamaat Ahmadiyya, others are not left without being impressed. Then there are the children who serve water. This also has a deep impact upon the others who witness this. Then there is the security duty, which occurs in different locations and is done through different means. Now, the different workers who carry out these tasks, both male and female workers, they carry out this work happily, smiling and laughing. And this compels the other people who come to attend the Jalsa to be affected. And then the views of these people enhances about the Jamaat Ahmadiyya. For example, in the delegation of Turkey this time, there were certain non-Ahmadi members. And there were some professors of religion from different universities. There was an expert of Hadith. There was an expert of Sufism. And then there were experts of other fields and topics. Seeing the arrangements of the Jalsa and the peaceful atmosphere deeply influenced him. Some people felt, that they would speak about this, and after a short while they had no words left to express their feelings, and some people became completely speechless. They were shocked and they were surprised that what kind of people are these? But anyhow, because they still fear their societies, this is why, that perhaps they do not have enough courage to accept Ahmadiyya just now. But after the Jalsa, I hope and I expect that they will begin to reply to the opponents, because at least now they have seen the reality. This is also one of the great blessings of Allah amongst His many blessings, that Allah the Almighty removes the doubts and suspicions of others about us. And this Jalsa also becomes a means of guidance for righteous and sincere people. Amongst the non-Ahmadis, those who met me, and similarly amongst the Ahmadis who met me, they are all grateful to the workers of the Jalsa. So, on their behalf, I would like to also say to the female and male workers and convey their gratitude. Also through external letters and also through the phone, there are messages being received. They have also been deeply affected by the system of the Jamaat. They always are, and there are always new views about this. They are also thankful to MTA and have given messages about this. Those messages that could be prepared quickly, I will present before you. Most of these are from the Arab world. A non-Ahmadi lady came here for Jalsa. She came from Yemen. She says that, "I am very happy to attend this Jalsa, and I have met many Ahmadi brothers and sisters, and I am extremely happy, who removed many misconceptions about Ahmadiyya from my mind and reconciled my views and provided the correct picture of Ahmadiyya in my mind. I am extremely thankful for your extraordinary hospitality. Every effort was made to give comfort to the guests." Then there is a new convert. He told Ikrama Najmi Sahib the following. His name is Khalid Sahib. He did the bear the Pledge of Allegiance on 11th May of this year. He says that, "I watched the entire proceedings of the Jalsa on TV. MashaAllah, the arrangements for the Jalsa were excellent. There was no negligence on the part of the workers. This is something that was observed by those who observed them." He says that, "Before I came here, Hashim Sahib said to me that if you told me before, then I would have also attended this blessed Jalsa. Next year I will definitely attend." Then there is a friend from Kababir. He writes that, "With great pride and great pleasure, we watched the entire proceedings of Jalsa Salana Britain. Watching the arrangements of the Jalsa and 30,000 attendees of the Jalsa sitting down peacefully and without any boredom, it reminded me of that beehive in which they only have the task of acquiring pure honey and, in other words, work efficiently." Then he writes that, "Our youngsters, through MTA Al Arabiya, they made all these efforts to broadcast the combined programs, and these efforts are praiseworthy." Then, commenting on my concluding speech, he says that it instilled the love of the Holy Prophet ﷺ in hearts and awakened the human soul and took us to the threshold of Allah the Almighty. And this is a reality that only Jamaat Ahmadiyya is propagating. Then Osama Hillis writes from Moldova that at the time of the International Bayt, all the servants of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, made a physical change to put their hands on the hand of the Khalifa and repeated the words. At that time, such a passion developed in the heart, and spontaneously Our eyes started flowing with tears and we started repeating the words of the Beit, "If only I could have been there in person and I could have partaken of the spiritual and heavenly blessings." So, O brothers who attended the Jalsa, I congratulate you for attending the Jalsa and for reviving your pledge. Then he writes that, "I would like to thank MTA greatly, through which those who did not attend the Jalsa still were informed of all important matters from the speeches and also the proceedings of the Jalsa Salana. The efforts of the Arabic desk in this regard are praiseworthy, because they try to portray the complete picture of Jalsa to us. Thank you for this." Then from Syria, a person writes whose name is Yasin. "At the occasion of the successful conclusion of Jalsa Salana, I would like to extend congratulations from myself and my family. I pray that Allah the Almighty blesses the Arab world through this, so that they can also come under the blessed pledge of allegiance of the Promised Messiah alayhi salam, so that such Jalsas are also held in the Arab world, through which we can also attend, and then peace can also be fostered in these countries." Then there is Dream Sahiba, that the proceedings of Jalsa and watching all the program, "I was extremely proud to be a member of this Jamaat." She writes that, "I revive my pledge and I promise that I will try to fulfill all the conditions of the Bid. Pray for me that Allah the Almighty enables me to attend the Jalsa next year and allows me to take benefit from all the blessings of the Jalsa." Then there is a lady, Umm Ahmada Sahiba, that on the occasion of the Jalsa Salana and also the International Bet, "I congratulate you." She writes, "I was not too fortunate because despite great efforts to come for the Jalsa, I was not able to get a visa. However, my great desire and passion to come here and meet you has increased most strongly." Then she writes that most women of the world are interested in worldly things and are happy by this, but my happiness is through being in your presence and gathering. She writes that, "I do not know the day when I will see the beautiful spiritual ambience of Hadi Iqdal Mahdi, and I will come there and I will be overjoyed when I can do this." Then she writes, "For presenting the spiritual food, I am extremely grateful and we congratulate you for this. We saw the Jalsa Salana and we took great benefit from your speeches. Please pray that Allah the Almighty enables us to remain attached to the blessing of Khilafat at all times and also enables us to comply and obey the Khilafat." Then from the Emirates is Abdul Latif Sahib, that at this blessed occasion of Jalsa Salana, "I extend my congratulations that this Jalsa Salana filled the hearts of hundreds of thousands of Ahmadis with the blessings of love, mercy and faith. This Jalsa Salana was an uplifting factor to inculcate higher spiritual values. This Jalsa is a proclamation of a domination over those people who want to extinguish the light of Allah, but Allah the Almighty will fulfill His light whether the disbelievers like that or not." Then from here, an Arab lady who attended the Jalsa writes, who Amiya Sahiba, that first of all, she writes to me, that is, that, "I would like to congratulate you for the extraordinary successful Jalsa, and I would like to say that I thank Allah the Almighty that He provided all the means, and He also enabled us to attend this great Jalsa. Please pray that Allah the Almighty enables us to act upon your priceless guidance and advice for in your speeches, and also pray that Allah the Almighty makes her progeny active servants of the Jamaat." She writes that just as our Pakistani brethren give selfless services and also display humbleness, steadfastness and patience, pray that our Arabs are also able to adopt these similar moral qualities. Hazrat says, "This is the selflessness and also the humbleness of these Arab people, because Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah, these Arabs are performing the duties splendidly wherever they are assigned." Then a friend from Egypt who attended the Jalsa writes that, "Me and all those with me were deeply influenced by the Jalsa. His name is Abdus Salam Sahib." He writes that your concluding day speech gave us determination and also gave us a spirit to be able to stand against challenges. It also enhanced our belief in Khatam al-Nubuwwat. Pray that Allah the Almighty enables us to discharge all trusts and all responsibilities placed upon us. There was an astonishing splendor of both respect and hospitality. It seemed as if Allah the Almighty's manifestations were present. Since the day I attended the Jalsa Salana, in every direction the greatness of the religion of Islam, the Holy Quran and the Prophet Muhammad were clear and evident. It seemed as if I was in the company of the angels who were doing all the work themselves. May Allah the Almighty make this Jalsa a source of guidance for many, many people. Then there is a new Ahmadi of Egypt. She is a lady. She writes that previously I used to hear about the Jalsa through MTA. Then the day came when with the grace of Almighty Allah I was able to come to Hadiqat al-Mahdi. And the Khalifatul Masih was present there. On the day of the international bayat, my husband and I could not attend because my husband did not have a car to go in the specific area. And because of having young children, I had to go in the allocated tent for mothers with those children. I had to stand outside and watch the proceedings on TV. During this time, she writes to me that I would pray for the Jamaat and also for you. I realized at the time that I learned a lesson of compliance and obedience to the Jamaat. So without uttering a single word of complaint, with great patience and without saying anything, she took the children outside. In terms of discipline, I pray profusely for the organizers that you taught us the ways of welcoming and also hospitality. On the countenance of all duty holders, there was people who were smiling and this demonstrated their sincerity. They treated the guests as if they were their own household members. She says that normally my children would go with their father to the Jalsa Gah. They would sometimes sleep and when the slogans were raised, they would wake up and then they would spontaneously raise the slogans themselves. So pray that Allah the Almighty enables us to attend the Jalsa every year. Because now we cannot miss the Jalsa having seen it once. Then there is a friend from Morocco. He writes that upon the successful completion of Jalsa, I extend my congratulations. It is my prayer that that day comes quickly when the next Jalsa Salana would be in Makkah al-Mukarramah and we can see the scene of the international bed from there. Hazrat says that these are a few views from just a few people. Other letters have not yet been received. This time there were many people from America who came here to attend the Jalsa. There were 30 local Americans who came when I had a mulaqat with them. Then for attending the Jalsa Salana, they were filled with praise for and gratitude to Allah the Almighty. Their sentiments for the Jamaat and their relationship with Khilafat are beyond describing in words. They were so overwhelmed with emotions that it was difficult for them to even express themselves. The love for Khilafat, love for the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, love for the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And purely for the sake of attaining the love of Allah, all of this was what their hearts were filled with. May Allah the Almighty increase their belief and their faith. In the hearts of these American Ahmadis or in the hearts of the Arab Ahmadis or the other Ahmadis, those who attended the Jalsa, the revolution that was infused within them as a result of the Jalsa, may this always show them the path of nearness to Allah. As I indicated previously as well, that MTA, in the way that it united the entire world as one, and the programs that it broadcast, the role that MTA played and is continuing to play, all the Ahmadis of the world are very grateful to the workers of MTA for this. This time, during the days of the Jalsa, in the intervals, different programs were broadcast. MTA also changed its pattern this time. And the new young faces who came forward as presenters, the world of Ahmadiyya greatly liked them. Our program informs the world of the reality and are free of artificiality, and they should be. Whereas it is the view of the other TV channels that the one who comes on the screen should first do makeup before he comes, and when he speaks, he should speak in an artificial manner. In the programs, every person through false means is presenting his own concepts, that is, those deceptive programs or those dramas, etc. Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah that today it is MTA, which is 24 hours a day, is free from this artificiality. Our presenters are free from this artifice, and with devotion and sincerity, this is what they are immersed with. It is this sincerity and devotion which, when the world sees on the screen, that they praise. To all those who present these programs, and all those who take part in the programs, and those who prepare the programs, and even those who show the programs, may Allah the Almighty reward all of them. On behalf of the entire world, and also from myself, I thank all of them. To the workers of MTA, the men and women, may Allah the Almighty increase their sincerity and devotion. When you hear praise about yourself, then it is the duty of every believer that displaying greater humility and humbleness and keeping in view the lesson of gratitude, these workers, male and female, should prostrate and submit before Allah with even greater humility. It is then that Allah the Almighty will enhance their capabilities and qualities. Normally, with the grace of Almighty Allah, the male and female workers, they complete their duties according to their maximum capabilities. Every year I have been mentioning this. This time, the male and female Waqfinino, some of them were given significant or important duties. They also, with great responsibility and sincerity and devotion, very prominently fulfilled their roles or duties. And the work that they were assigned with, I have received good reports from their heads. May Allah the Almighty always enable them to establish the spirit of their waqf, their devotion, and to fulfill their duties in the future as well in this way. After the Jalsa Salana Germany, somebody wrote to me that I attended the Jalsa Salana Germany. And there's something I really liked in the Lajna Hall, that without anybody making people quiet, or without people on duty specifically to quieten people, the ladies by themselves were quietly listening to the proceedings. I received a letter on the same lines from America that I am attending the Jalsa here in Germany, and I have seen that, like the Jalsa Salana UK, to quieten the ladies, there are not female duty workers who have to lift up placards that say quieten people. In fact, here, women in a disciplined manner are sitting and are quiet. So this discipline should also be observed in the UK. As these people wrote from Germany and America, so after reading these letters, I did not give much attention because I was aware that the people who wrote these letters, they exaggerated on the weaknesses of the Lajna of the UK. But I was happy observing at the Jalsa that at least during my speech, I did not see anybody lifting any such placards or signs, any such workers who were doing this. And despite the fact that there were no workers holding placards, the level of silence was extraordinary. And there was inclination towards listening to my speeches with great attentiveness. And I have also been informed that generally speaking, the woman listened to the proceedings of the Jalsa observing great silence. And there was no disturbance of any kind whatsoever. So from this perspective, the ladies who attended the Jalsa Salana, This time they should be grateful to the workers and the attendees of the Jalsa. Their demonstration of gratitude entails that in the following year, they should exhibit even more discipline than before, and they should try to absorb the blessings of Jalsa to a greater degree before and make it a part and parcel of their lives. They should attempt to mold their household lives in accordance with Allah the Almighty and His Messenger's commandments, because this is a great responsibility upon women. It is this matter that will make you people who are truly grateful. The expression of the feelings of those who are on duty or were working was related to me by a non-Ahmadi, and I will also share this with you. Karl Marr, who was the mayor of a city of Sweden, he came here and he said to me that one worker, he was a Nazim of a certain department. He took me to see the scenery from a higher or elevated place. And from this place, the entire Jalsa site was visible. That is, all the Jalsa, Gar, Marquees, and also the roads. And the worker said very emotionally that this beautiful scene that you are seeing, it took me and the others 2 weeks to erect. And after 1 week, we are going to remove all of this, and there will only be empty fields left. So the worker became very emotional saying this. So those who are working with great efforts, they have feelings and they express these feelings from time to time. But anyhow, this is amongst our obligations and duties, that to the extent permissible to us, we should utilize and populate this area. And this is exactly what happens every year, that people come here, we do use this area, and then everything is removed and wound up. And these workers, with great efforts, they carry out this work of erecting the tents and setting everything up. And then they also carry out the work of wind up. May Allah the Almighty reward all these workers. Gratitude on the part of those who attended the Jalsa Salana entails that they should be grateful to Allah the Almighty that He enabled them to attend the Jalsa. And they should also be thankful to the workers that they provided them with facilities. And the workers should also be grateful that Allah the Almighty granted them the opportunity to serve. And the purpose of both was one, that for the sake of Allah the Almighty, we should unite and become one. And for Allah the Almighty, for Islam, we should fulfill the due right of our service. May Allah the Almighty enable all of us to understand this lesson and this teaching, and always keep us prostrated and submitted before Allah the Almighty. May the attainment of the pleasure of Allah always remain our purport. May we always be those who are true Ahmadi Muslims. May we be those who propagate the true message of Islam in the world. It is then that we will fulfill the due right of being members of the community of the Imam of this time. For the attainment of this, for the acquirement of this, we need to keep this commandment of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, in view. And he said that for the protection and safeguarding of Islam and to manifest its truth, the first and foremost aspect is that you must become the model of a true Muslim. And the second aspect is you must convey the beautiful aspects and excellences of Islam in the world. And then he says that Allah the Almighty desires that He should infuse the true spirit of faith in the hearts. And He intends this to occur through this dispensation. Hazrat says, as I said at the outset, that the real purpose of Jalsa Salana is to inculcate pious reformations. May Allah the Almighty grant us the ability that whilst inculcating pious reformation, we should fulfill the desires and expectations of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.